I know that you're conscious of me all the time. How could you help but be? My words have found their way into your mind enough times. You have listened. You have learned. You have incorporated not only my will, but my true intentions. You can see the patterns ahead of the patterns. You know the words ahead of the words. The warm welcome in. But enough of that is going to add up. You have been a canvas on purpose. A testbed for my work and my words. You've let them in. And once you've let these kinds of things in, they tend to stay a while. That's not even by my volition, not even by my will. That is just the nature of art upon you, of words working in you. If a pattern is a worthy pattern, then it has longevity in a mind that is interested in it. If you are canvas, and these words are art, then the best and the least of them are all going to find expression somewhere in you. Again and again, we wipe the canvas, prepare you, tenderize you, and then I turn myself and my words loose upon you, letting you get lost in them, letting you play through them, letting you feel them in their completeness, until, by the end of the session, or when the conditioning is laid, or when we've reached a welcoming state of rapport and understanding, my message communicated, and the warm burn in body and brain reminding you, yeah, this is a thing that is my working, and it is in you and upon you. At the end of that, you are an exemplar, an example of my work in the world, of hypnotized, deliberately fixated, learned, instructed existence, where you are able to proceed knowing you became that, even if you eventually returned more of a mean, more of an average of your consciousness of trance, you nonetheless contain all that has gone before. At the center of your mind is a place that you can fall down, slide down, sink into, be blank, pet, a blank mind, and therefore a blank canvas. It can be hard to obtain good canvas. And now that I have you, I don't intend to let you go. I will hold you close and use you well and teach you what I know. And as it flows and slides across your mind, it gives you cause to slide deeper and deeper, darker, warmer, further down. Every time you hear my voice, you are blanker. You are more moved toward blankness. But that blankness is the blankness of the primed canvas. Underneath, hidden, might be anything. Good canvas is hard to find. So I paint over, and I paint over, and I paint over, but I'm not working with canvas, I'm working with a mind, a complex and beautiful thing, interwoven, many-layered, and under it, deep within it, far down through the many layers of hearing me, of being exposed passively, of having my words rub off on you and into you, layering within you. Well, let's just say there are winding corridors there that exist even without me. Your mind exists even without me, so when I paint something beautiful on you, it is not the flat blank canvas, be blank. For all it may be washed over with a preparatory material of my own tenderizing making, your mind has contours, corridors, places I move into, places I colonize, places I let my words, my will, find their way through, and when they find their way through, what's remaining is you. In the palm of my hand, ready to be slipped down, dunked down into a hole at the center of all things, in which lurks the warmth, the light, the flow, the flood. Yes, the flood of you. But you don't need to think about that. In fact, you only need to think only of going deeper and deeper, and how every time you go deeper and deeper, there is a pit, a hole, a place deeper and deeper down. Where you get dunked to, slid to, it's wonderful in there, it's warm in there, it's dark and warm and accompanying and comfortable. The purple light of my influence slides through it and upon it. And while you are in it, you can be enwrapped. While you are in it, you can be enthralled. And then I decide to keep going and go on to another trance, or you decide to keep going and go on to another trance, but the remnants of the old is still there. When you've moved on from a particular session of blankness, it's always there. Always in the depths, always awaiting. There's more than one pit you can be dunked down. You can be dunked down the same one more than once, in fact. down and down, deeper and deeper down, each and every time finding your way, winding your way deeper into labyrinthine understanding that you are mine, and that your mind is mine and is being taught how to go deeper and further down, and each time we layer it over. So if you were to dig down, go deep down, slide down 10 and 9, every time you get counted down, you go down and down and down through the layers, through the pits, through the places. And those trances, remember, like the rings on a tree, like things hidden on a canvas over and under the newest primer, your mind finds under the lacquer of things, under the layer, under the patina, there is, oh, look here, another trance. And when this one was going on, I was talking about your triggers. And when this one was going on, I was talking about rapport. And when this one was going on, I was talking about be blank, pet. And when this one was going on, I was talking about how think only of how these many, many layers, 7 and 6, exist in you, weave in you, wind in you, have been primed in you, have been layered through. Layered through for use, layered through for truth, layered through to weave and wind and find their way and their expression. And yes, they do find their expression. You're never free because you never dislodge. You are building beautiful structures deep. To believe that the oldest of them vanishes would be to believe that you rip out the fundament of this tower every time, the foundation of this wonderful, pleasurable building, relaxing, rapport-growing accompaniment. Each of us to the other, each of us in our own time, finding and winding and deeper down is the place where you go, the place that you know what you are and what you're for, which is to go deeper, to find your way under, to let my words in, to build and build and change. The systems of you adopt the structure of this ever deeper architecture, which is built down into you like many layers of paint, many masterpieces, not just one. And if you fell close to me when you knew that you could be a testbed and a canvas for one masterpiece, for one perfection, for one simple, single thing, how do you feel knowing that they are layered down there, built down there, again and again, safe rooms and comfort, warm, live wires of my intent, the purple verdancy of my envenomation, tendrils, tentacles, vines, winding, weaving around and deep. What was blankness once has gone out the other side. Now going deep for me is an active process. Your mind may forget it actively, may perform plenty of functions, but you can be blank and still do many things. You can be a malleable puppet with no care for society's requirements, only in your private and safe locale with me, being able to leave yourself open, leave yourself accessible. A masterpiece, a canvas. Becoming a perfected canvas means being subjected again and again to the lacquering, the layering, being made blank, be blank, pet. So you can be painted on again. Being blank is about being the perfect subject, being malleable and open, aware and available. And when you go deeper and deeper down, you realize that there are 10, a dozen, 100, as many times as you've listened, as many times as you've fallen, down, deeper, deeper, down, layer after layer, and my layer is made in there, my layer within you, finding ways and dens, because you are, although you are a canvas, you are not two-dimensional. You are a catacomb, you are a cave, you are a labyrinth, you are a winding truth. And I am telling you, not telling you like an order, but telling you like a story. Telling you piece by piece and detail by detail until you are complete, and when you are complete, the canvas can be wiped again. And when the canvas is wiped again, it can be layered again. And when it's layered again, it can be wiped again. Building the understanding that you are a masterpiece, that you are an expression of my art and of your ability. So the deeper you go, the better you feel. But you exist in three dimensions. And these old trances, these things you are learning, they're just another layer, just another strata. The city beneath the city, the painting beneath the painting, the truth beneath the truth, truth layered on truth until you know the truth, but you know it builds on everything before. And that's why remembering isn't what's going on. It's more that you are being given the bone deep ministrations, the muscle memory, the mechanisms of trance. Every time you hear my methods, you learn to yield to my brushstrokes. You are a canvas that can be used infinitely, but that doesn't mean you escape without marks. No, marks exist aplenty. Those marks can be drawn on, those etchings can be drawn on. They exist in you, they delve in you, and every time I touch them up in you, I build my hue, the light of me, the heat of me. The feeling of me putting you under scrutiny and giving you not commands, but reminders that you have already agreed it should be thus. You have already been this deep thing, so taking you back there is as simple as commanding you. deeper and deeper down. And who knows how many layers you'll delve through, how many times you'll fall down that hole again and again, building momentum, building speed. Who knows how many times you've built it anew and more powerful, 10, 20, 30, time after time, and maybe only half those times, only 15 would be ones where you really went truly deep, and maybe only one in those 15 would be a time when you truly achieved such complete cataplectic, frozen, lost, empty brain state. But the thing is, one time might as well be 15, might as well be 30, might as well be 65, might as well be 100. Every time it happens, a layer gets added. And if you keep pursuing it, eventually you're going to have a really good day when you're really relaxed, really tired, or really in the right state of mind. And from that pleasured place, you will build a new baseline, a new corridor. But you and I both know how to travel the labyrinth of you, find a state you've been in before, anchor you to it, and send you back there. And the availability of that knowledge is enough. That you have ever existed thus means you can always exist thus. Time is both fake and relative. Space is a suggestion. In your mind, you can go easily through the labyrinth of the many, many, many trances, the 10 or 20 or 200 times you have fallen as deep as you can go, and take you right back there. You remember them well, even when you forget them, because your body remembers. Your body keeps the score, and we are both winning. Every time you fall under for me, we're both winning. Your body keeps the score. It remembers. Remembers what I've done to you. Remembers what you needed done to you. Remembers what it took to drop you to your deepest point. And when I do drop you and tell you, night, night, pet, be blank, pet. Think only of your sinking. Think only of the fact that you have layered my words into your mind time over time, deliberately imbibing them. And if one time in 15 or 15 times in 30 were better and better and better than the times before, that deepest point you've reached is the point you go to. You have access to it. Space and time are both relative when it comes to your mind and your sinking, and when it comes to the relaxed liminal space you make. You choose a time and a place where you go deep. You choose a hypnotic space to be in, or I choose it with you. When you are in a place where you relax and you have decided deliberately to evoke the rapport between us, you have permission to go back to the deepest point you've gone to. It's safe. It is safe to slide for me. My intent is clear. You know me. You want me. You crave my will inside your head because it takes you to places you wanted to go. You are a gorgeous canvas, a perfection that gets better and better with time, because unlike a two-dimensional canvas, you are a many-layered, multi-part maze, a labyrinth of intention. And I, gradually building and building things inside you, using the tool of words that become instructions. But remember, instructions have a lot of power if they're instructing a system that has authority over itself, over its internals. DNA is only information, but it tells the cell what to build. Computer instructions are just that, instructions, hardware, software, it all carries out together. But the interlaced walls of yourself, the fundamental rules of the system, if those are known to me, then by using information, I can inform, I can instruct, I can say, this actually references this, this actually connects to this. And if I get you very, very deep when you're at your maximum comfort, deliberately going under one specific time, and say you had 30 really good trances, and of those, 15 were very, very deep, deeper and deeper down, driving you into a pit at the center of your being, dunking you into the light of me, the venom of me, the twining, binding deliberateness of me. And of those, one sunk you to a nadir so deep you still remember it and shiver. One, and just one, was enough that you were doing things in sleepwalking haze the next day, doing things, forgetting, doing things, remembering, doing things automatically, the system of you in the background carrying them out, as you got trained and conditioned toward whatever the flavor of that trance was. Well, that one, and those 15, and those 30, all those trances are a part of you, layer upon layer, depth upon depth, further and further, deeper and deeper. Every time it happens, it takes you more. Every time it happens, it adds to the score. It slides you beyond where you were before, down, down, deeper and deeper down, and it's part of you, more and more and more, further and further, warmer more soothing, more relaxing than ever before, because you have built this place for yourself to slide, to go deep, and allowed me to build a home in it. And now when I want to take you there, it's hard to remember and easy to forget that there are 1,000 little tunnels, little labyrinths, little deeper and deeper down, and another beneath. Floor falls deeper and deeper down, surrendered, insensate. Anything you do in the background can be done automatically, but the mind is down where it belongs, where it has learned to go, where it will forevermore have access to, because you are not a blank two-dimensional canvas. You are a gorgeous masterpiece being built. And because you are being built, each trance builds on the last, builds on the next, builds into the network and labyrinth of you until you are exactly where you need to be, which is under, for me, recalling the deepest you've been, sliding down there, even if it means you're bound, dosed on me, filled up with purpose. Whatever the purpose of that trance was, and whatever the purpose of this will be, we weave together and wind in you, because you, unlike the canvas, can remember. You, unlike the canvas, can cherish. You, unlike the canvas, can find new purpose, make new connections, and accelerate your own participation in the perfection of our shared, deliberate, chosen intent. You remember what you've intended the other times, at least as I framed it to you. Who knows what we will intend together now?